Go.
Hello, everybody. Today we are here with renowned historian Christian Kalis, and he's going to teach us a lot about one of Russia's greatest leaders, Catherine the Great. First of all, we got to learn where she came from.
It's actually funny because she wasn't actually ever born in Russia. She was born in a German state called Stettin, Prussia. Her real name when she was born was called Sophie Friedrich August von Anhalt-Zerbst-Dornberg. And the city of Stettin is actually called Zexen, and it's in Poland right now.
Okay. How was her early life? Was she well-educated?
She was actually born to a prince and princess of a German state called Anhalt-Zerbst. Her parents hoped for a son, but were disappointed from Sophie's birth, since she was not a son. She had a formal education, which was expected of a nobleman's daughter, and immersed herself in her studies and became one of the most brilliant minds in all of Europe.
Okay, and how did that end up being in Russia?
The Prussian Kaiser learned of her amazing brilliance and wrote to the Russian Empress of how brilliant and intelligent Sophie was, and recommended Sophie as a match for the heir to the Russian throne.
Okay, and how did she adapt to the Russian culture once she got there?
From an early age, even before she ended up marrying the Grand Duke Peter, which was the heir to the Russian throne, she converted to Russian Orthodox, learned Russian, and adopted many Russian cultures and customs.
And how did she gain control of Russia?
Many of the people in Russia believed that she was more Russian than the Russian prince was, since she spoke Russian, converted to Russian Orthodox, and even changed her name to Catherine, which is a more Russian name, than the prince, who still considered himself Holstein, which was a principality in Germany.
Okay, and when she had power, what improvements did she make to the general public?
She transitioned Russia into a more Western style of thinking, and began early forms of industrialization that would pave the way for Russia to become the world power it is today. She expanded the Russian border, improved the industry, expanded the middle class, and held favor with the noblemen while quelling any peasant revolts that revolted during her reign.
And how did people react knowing that she was a woman?
Many of the prominent women in Russian culture were extremely powerful, sometimes even the empresses. So many people in Russia did not care that she was a woman and were even glad that she was a woman. She held on to power as easily as a man would have.
And how long did she keep her power?
She ruled for 34 years, during which many people considered that to be the golden age of Russia.
Alrighty, and that's all we have time for. Tune in for next podcast that will be coming in never.